Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
All right. I'm not a Friends fan even a little bit, but hearing that music and knowing yesterday was a big day for Friends fans does kind of give me the goosies just a little bit.
That's cute.
Like in a nostalgic kind of way.
Sure.
If you missed the big news, HBO Max finally unveiled the air date of their Friends reunion after it being canceled and restarted and pushed off for over a year, but it's going to be May 27th, which is
In
10 days
coming
or so.
Up on us.
Yeah. It's like talk about not a lot of lead up. Hey, listen, as we talk about this, if you're a big fan of Friends, call us 766-1065. 766-1065. Call us because arguably Katie and I are not big fans of Friends.
I was much more of a fan than you were.
I never got
the show at all.
I tried watching it when I was a teenager, really honestly tried,
yeah,
and never understood the appeal of it.
Okay.
But we want to go over the information that came out yesterday as far as all the guest stars, and we need somebody who knows what they're talking about. So please give us a call because I was under the understanding that this was going to be a new episode, a new scripted episode where they all came back and they were all acting again. And that was changed dramatically yesterday when I saw the list of celebrity guests that are going to be part of the Friends reunion.
But not as actors.
Well, I didn't know that at the time. So I'm reading over it and right away I see Lady Gaga and I go, okay. I mean, she's an actress. I mean, she's been nominated for an Oscar. So yeah, okay, that makes sense. Oh, that's weird. And then as I make my way down further and further, Justin Bieber. Why would they put you? I mean, I guess he's acted maybe a little bit. Okay.
No.
And then I see BTS. I go, what the hell is going on? What's BTS going to do on the show?
I mean, before when we thought it was going to be a scripted episode.
Which, by the way, now, if you haven't figured it out, it's not.
It is not. It's just the gang getting together and reminiscing. But here's the thing. I can totally make sense of why BTS, if it was a scripted episode, maybe Ross and Rachel take now teenage Emma, their daughter,
okay,
to
a BTS concert.
Or there's shenanigans in that Joey lost the tickets or something. You know what I mean?
And like, what, BTS shows up at their apartment with new ones? Like, I don't even get it. Like, would they even still be? How did the show end? Like, did they still live in that apartment? Did the girls still live in the other apartment? Like,
well, okay, so Chandler and Monica ended up together.
Okay.
And they lived in the apartment together.
Which one? The boy one or the girl one?
The girl one.
Okay.
And then Ross and Rachel, I believe, ended up together, and they had a kid together.
I thought Ross and Rachel weren't they siblings?
No, that's Monica and Ross.
See?
Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer
ended
up together because he got her pregnant.
Okay.
But when they were not together.
Okay.
Okay. And then
Doing the right thing to do.
And then,
like all paleontologists.
Joey and Phoebe, I don't really know. I can't remember. I wish I had my 12-year-old on the phone. She's watched every episode and loved it.
Oh, she likes
Maybe
it?
Maybe not an appropriate show to let her watch. I don't remember anymore.
I don't know. Was it edgy?
Well, no, but I mean, like, there was they fornicated with one another and
well,
stuff.
Well, sure. Okay.
Know.
Well, who doesn't? But anyway, though, I mean, some of the people that are on this, I am assuming that they were on the show as guests, like Thomas Lennon from Reno 911. Was he on the show?
Yes.
Elliot Gould, was he on the show?
He's like an older actor. He was Ross and Rachel's dad.
Okay, so they are bringing back some like familiar faces to play. Was Cindy Crawford somebody on the show?
Yeah, probably.
Because some of these guests just simply...
I would like to see Tom Selleck come back.
Tom Selleck is coming back.
Okay, yeah.
So some of the guests just don't make sense. Like Kit Harington's going to be on there.
Who's that?
Jon Snow.
Okay.
Like, is that only just because it's HBO Max?
I guess so.
I only want to watch it if Kit Harington shows up as Jon Snow.
Yeah.
With a dire wolf next to him or something like that that goes after the smelly cat.
Central Perk.
Yeah. Yeah. The weirdest one to me, this one's the one where, by the way, no one's calling, so thank you. Maybe no Friends fans listen to this show, or maybe nobody listens to this show. Is Malala, do you know Malala? She's like a Nobel Prize winning activist,
right?
What is she doing on the show?
Well, I assume
doesn't she have important things to do?
Well, can she not have a little bit of fun? Hasn't she given this world enough?
I mean, I will say this. If it turns out that Malala is like a huge fan of Friends.
I'm sure that's what it is.
That would be adorable.
I'm sure that's what it is.
But is this something, though, that people still really want to watch?
I don't want to watch them talk about Friends. I want to see where are they now with the characters. And I wonder why they aren't doing it that way. Because that's got to be what everybody wants, right? Something tells me there are egos involved that are like, I put that character behind me.
Oh my God.
I went to therapy and we went in a sweat hut and I sweated Rachel Green out of my system. And now I have a vial of sweat and that is where she lives.
I mean, you know what the cure for something like that is? The fact that each of them were paid $2.5 million to be part of this.
And they get the residuals.
They're residuals from what?
From Friends.
No, just the special.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying on top of all that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So like this.
Like whenever you're thinking like not Matt LeBlanc. Who's
Perry.
The other Matt? Matthew Perry. How the hell is that guy surviving? Real well.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Because they probably get like, what? I don't know. From doing nothing. From doing work. Could you even wrap your brain around that? Because I know that this is something that all sitcom stars get. But like, you do work and you work, you arguably do work really hard on something, but it was 25 years ago and it's still paying you. You do nothing.
People are still enjoying it, though.
I know, but you're not working anymore.
Right.
You literally do nothing all day, every day, and get paid millions of dollars to do it.
I pray for that.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.